XO Takeover.
Welcome back, guys, to a brand new episode of XO Takeover, and this has been a long time coming since we've last done this together, but I am joined by the one and the only, the King Kend. Thank you so much for joining the show.
Hello, thank you for having me.
How are you feeling? It's been 5 years since we last did this.
It's so crazy. It feels like yesterday, the last episode that we did.
I know, it's...
Was it before After Hours era?
Yeah, I think Blinding Lights had just come out.
Really?
Yeah, it was...
It feels like yesterday, really. Like, the last few years have been flying by.
They really have, but in a good way, hopefully.
Good way and bad way.
So, I've got so many questions. It's been 5 years.
I've got 5 years.
5 years worth of questions ready. So I think the first question I've got to kick off was, you've met The Weeknd, you have met Abel. How did that happen?
Oh my God. So it's a long story actually, but it's so crazy that when I tell people that, I literally just personally messaged Abel on Instagram. That's all. I just really messaged him. I was like, so since he used to follow me, we have open DMs on Instagram, you know? Right. And we messaged here and there, you know, just updating stuff and everything. And so Bruno, The Weeknd PRT, I don't know if you know him.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone knows him. Like, he's one of the biggest fan pages. He actually inspired me to message Abel because we were like, he's coming to Europe. This is our own chance. Like, there's no way we are going to miss it. And he inspired me to message him. And I messaged him on Instagram. And I asked him, I told him that I'm going to be attending his show in Hamburg. And it's going to be my first time ever attending his shows. And I would love to give him a little gift that I made for him. It wasn't even ready at that time because I didn't make it because I wasn't sure if it's going to happen. And so he replied within maybe 5 minutes. It's so funny when I think about it. And he was like, absolutely, let me go tell Cash about it. And Cash sorted everything for me to meet Abel. Cash, his assistant, and Abel. Oh my gosh. These two people, literally my angels. Like, Abel, Cash, and Raphael. Shout out to everybody. When I think about it, it's just...
I think I speak on behalf of everybody when I say we are very jealous.
Yeah, I would be too if someone else would meet him, but honestly, I've worked on my fan page for a long time. Like, I've been in this fandom for 9 years, 2015, but I started my fan page 2017, and it's been a long journey, and it's such a beautiful journey. Like, I've been through so many stages of Abel's career, like Starboy era, My Dear Melancholy, After Hours, Don FM, now the new era. It's so exciting to be here.
Can't wait for what's next. Honestly, it's so crazy. Like, even like looking back from when I was doing XO Takeover originally, I feel like I should have definitely kept it up and kept up the consistency.
Sorry if I interrupt you. This is a tip for every fan page. Guys, stick to your fan pages. Literally, look where it brought me. Look what it brought me. I met the king himself. Literally, like, this is the number one goal of a fan page, to meet their favorite artist. And I've been supporting him, like, nonstop, and look what it brought me. I mean, you can literally support him like that without having a fan page and maybe be so lucky that you meet him on the street or something, you know? Like, a lot of fans from Europe met him literally on the street.
Yeah.
You know? Which is actually crazy.
It really is. Do you reckon... If you came back to Germany, do you think you'd be able to meet him again? Or do you think that's it now?
Yes, I would be able to meet him again because they're all so nice and they would say yes instantly. They will give you free tickets instantly. Like, trust me, they're really good people. But I wouldn't want to force it, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be that person who says, hey, I want to swim again. I think that one time was very special and very beautiful. And it's enough for now. But if
I
I'm,
think
like,
once
if I
is
have the
enough for
chance,
everyone.
if I have the chance, I definitely would see him again. And talk to him more because I didn't get to really talk to him because it was after his show when
Right.
I met him. And he was actually ready to go. They were actually ready to leave Hamburg to go to Frankfurt or Cologne. I don't know exactly. But they left that, like, when the show ended, they left, you know?
Yeah.
And so I didn't really have time to talk to him, but I hugged him, which is literally the best. And I also met Cash, which, oh my gosh. Sorry if I talk too much about Cash.
Go.
He's literally, oh my God, this guy, the best guy ever. He's so nice. When I think about it, he's so nice. Abel is an actual angel, you guys. When he came to me, like when he came towards me, I felt like I saw the sun shining in my face. I was like, that's him. That's him.
So,
And he was so, it felt like I was looking at a screen. Like, I've seen him so many times on my phone that I felt like I was looking at him through my screen.
yeah.
And no, he was actually real. And he was like, hi. And he hugged me like, he knew me forever. Like, he knew like we were best friends or something.
That's crazy, right?
That's
Well,
such a great experience.
speaking of angels, let's start talking about demons and the idol. Your
Oh.
thoughts on the idol.
Honestly, I feel like he didn't deserve all the hate because, so this project was a passion project for him. And I feel like he put his whole heart into it. And the fact that people didn't really respond to it the way he wanted to or the way he was expecting, I think it hurt him a little. That's why he went on a Twitter rant. You know, that was kind of iconic, I'm not gonna lie.
In terms
Like,
of
that was Abel XO right there. That was not The Weeknd, that was Abel XO. If you know, you know.
in terms of so we've got the idol, but in terms of his other films and shows that he's been on, where do you think it fits in? So do you think Uncut Gems was better, or American Dad? Which do you think he was the
No,
best in?
actually, I feel like the idol was. Yeah, I mean, we saw more of Abel in the idol. That's why I'm saying that. Uncut Gems wasn't really, like, it was more of a cameo, to be honest. It wasn't like a real act, you know what I mean? And for us to see that part of Abel in the idol, I think it was such a big thing. You know, like we didn't know Abel was like that.
Yeah. Do you think
Yeah,
he'll
and
feature in another acting job? Do you think we'll see him return to acting anytime soon?
Abel,
Yeah.
you know what? I have a theory. I feel like he's gonna retire from music after he drops like the whole trilogy thing, and he's going to focus on maybe creating films and stuff like that, because like he said, this is his first love, and then music. But he also loves music, but cinema was his first love. So I feel like, yeah, he's going to return to it. Like, there's no way.
I could see that happening, with
Me
the
too. Me
with
too.
Manic Phase as
I'm also
well.
really excited for the new movie with Jenna Ortega.
Yes. Yeah, I
Apparently,
completely
yeah.
forgot about that. Yeah.
Apparently, it's done. Like, they wrapped it up. And they're just waiting for like a date or something to drop it. Yeah.
When do you think it'll drop?
Maybe on Christmas? I don't know. Maybe in winter. Like wintertime, definitely wintertime.
Do you think it'll come
Yeah.
before the album or after?
Before. Because he has to do all the press stuff for the movie, you know, and it's
Yeah.
gonna be he has to do press for the movie and he has to do press for his album, so it's gonna be a little hectic. I feel like with movie first and then the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, in terms of back to his singing, enough about his acting now. Which When The Weeknd has been on tour, he's done his After Hours Till Dawn tour, we've had the Sao Paulo show, we've even had the iHeart Festival the other day, which I thought was amazing.
Yeah, me too. I liked it very much.
It was not what I was expecting in terms of visualization.
Yeah, me neither. Really, like, I didn't expect that human pyramid.
Yeah.
It was actually crazy, yeah.
It fits in theme with it. Like, looking at it now, it's like, you know what, yeah, that makes sense. Compared
makes to, yeah. total sense, yeah.
Okay, but which of his songs do you think showcases his vocal abilities the best when he's performing live?
Which of his shows?
Which of his song? Which song when he's performing?
Honestly, I feel like Alone Again. Alone Again, definitely. He should perform that more. You know, when he says, oh, how long till I know my star again.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. His voice literally sounds so angelic, especially live. After Hours, really. Like, the last part where he sings with the crowd.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
I really like hearing Save Your Tears live.
The last part where he does that. The way I know everything that he does.
I feel like that shows
and
off.
Lights, yeah. I mean, literally everything he performs, he puts his whole heart into it. Like,
And it shows, you can tell he's putting his
any
all
show, yeah,
into
yeah.
that.
You can see that he enjoys it.
Yeah. But in terms of the shows that we've had, the concerts. So we've had After Hours Till Dawn, American version. We've had the European version. We've had the Latin American version. And we've had Sao Paulo. Which of them do you think has been the best?
Brazil crowd always shows up, like Evel said. So South America definitely showed up for him. That was the crowd that he deserved. Also, Europe was something really unexpected, honestly.
Yeah.
Especially in France, Bordeaux. That was a really, really unexpected show. Like, people waiting outside of his hotel and stuff like that. That was some Michael Jackson shit. Like, that was iconic. France. Definitely France and Brazil.
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen as well, like, literally 10 minutes ago, he's posted on Twitter
I saw
the whole trilogy is just called After Hours Till Dawn. More tours.
Yeah, more tour dates. I'm really excited. I'm gonna attend every show in Germany if I can, because like, one show was not enough for me.
Yeah, I went to two of them. I went to the Manchester and the London one. That was not enough. Needed to go to the
Manchester was also really crazy.
Manchester was mental. It was on like the hottest day of the year as well.
Was it the first? It was the first show. No,
sorry. It was the second.
Portugal.
Yeah,
Portugal was the first
Manchester.
Show, and then Manchester.
Mental, absolutely mental. The hottest day of the year as well. It comes on, Take My Breath, Dawn FM, Kissland. It was so good.
Goosebumps when I think about it. I still watch the videos from the tour.
I got there so early, and you could just hear him rehearsing him. And
me too.
It was like, yes, yes.
for me, he rehearsed Loft Music, but he didn't perform it. And we were all so sad. I was so sad that he didn't perform it. But we heard Loft Music. I went crazy.
I would love to hear that song live.
Yeah, me too.
That song, the outro bit as well. That bit would go crazy.
Beautiful.
But in terms of producers, you know, these past two eras, we've had Mike Dean, Swedish House Mafia, Metro Boomin. Which of them producers do you think has really helped Abel in this these latest eras?
So my favorite producer that has worked with Abel for these past years has been Mike Dean. I feel like he emphasizes this new sonic universe that Abel is trying to create. And Metro Boomin, but also Max Martin. Like, you cannot, like, he created Blinding Lights. Come on, that's his Abel's biggest song.
What about what's it called now? The one who produced Alone Again. I can't remember. It's
D'Angelo.
like D'Angelo. There, there we go. Yeah.
Oh, I love him, but I don't think they're in good terms.
Drama.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't want to say anything.
Spill the tea.
But I don't think they're in good terms. I love D'Angelo. He's so talented. But I feel like, my opinion, I feel like the fact that Abel was trying to work with other producers kind of made him mad.
No. I can understand that, but at the same time, as a producer and as an artist, you do want to branch out.
Yeah, exactly. Like he said, he likes to work with a lot of people and brainstorm with a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I definitely understand Abel's point. But Elangelo is an iconic producer.
Speaking of drama, we've got to talk about the Grammys and After Hours. We've got to talk about it.
To be honest, they don't even deserve to talk about them.
And it's not even just with The Weeknd and After Hours. You know, Travis Scott, for example.
Yeah, Travis robbed with Utopia.
Absolutely.
Or robbed. Was it Utopia?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Robbed with all of his albums.
Who won over him?
Mike. Someone called Mike or something. Killer Mike.
Who? Sorry. No disrespect, but who?
Who?
Come on. No, I feel like, as a big artist, you don't even need this type of recognition. Because look at the fans. The only recognition that you need are the fans. Like, come on.
Yeah. It's
like the Grammys went to shit. Sorry.
The Grammys are just...
Say that.
I'm not understanding the point of Grammys anymore. Do you need a Grammy?
And everyone is hyping it up. Like, oh my God, I want a Grammy. It's not what it was back then.
It's not the same, okay, you've won a Grammy. Well done.
Yeah, well done. That doesn't mean anything. Do you have big fans? Do you have supporters? Do you have a lot of supporters?
Yeah. Can you do this?
Don't.
Can you do this for another 10 years without ever getting another Grammy?
If I see Abel getting a Grammy, or was this the question? Sorry.
No, I mean you've got a Grammy. But can you have a career lasting 10 years and not win another Grammy and still be on top?
Definitely not. No. The only person that won a Grammy, year after year, I think it was Dua Lipa. As new best new artist, new album, something like that.
I'm not sure.
In different categories, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
And even Metro Boomin, he got snubbed. With Heroes and Villains.
Who won over him? And I'm not watching the Grammys, I'm boycotting us like Abel.
I think it was Drake.
Just says it all. Yeah. Drake.
But we'll get past the Grammys. We'll just... put them to the side and forget about
them. They don't deserve this conversation right now.
They're too much airtime already.
Yeah.
So, in terms of The Weeknd, where he is now, and where he has been before, and it might fit in theme with the album title he released for Hurry Up Tomorrow, what do you think, what themes we've had? Heartbreak, addiction, and fame. Which of these themes that is portrayed do you feel fits with you most?
Definitely heartbreak at this point of my life. Yeah. Heartbreak and the fact that he talked about anxiety and depression. And I find that so brave of him, because not a lot of people are brave enough to talk about this, because they could be looked down by other people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I like the fact that he's very vulnerable in his music. I mean, he's always been, but now he's more vulnerable on his personal side, like personal feelings, what he feels inside.
Do you think we're going to get a lot of themes in this new album?
What themes I think they're going to be?
Yeah.
Actually, I feel like a lot of self-development, like being a better person, like going to heaven, like this heaven state, being a better person, which I'm also trying to be, like I feel like I'm in purgatory right now with my life because not a lot of stuff is happening, but I'm waiting for that guy. Like, I'm waiting for my hurry up tomorrow era,
Yeah.
which is coming. I'm excited. So I definitely am in the same state as, I think it's also, Abel's music, like, makes me feel this type of stuff. Like, if I didn't listen to him, maybe I wasn't feeling like that,
Yeah.
but
Do you think, when do you think this new out we're gonna get this new album?
know what? I feel like his birthday. Because it's only right, to be honest. You know, he teased this little documentary on his birthday this year.
Yeah.
Did you see in that big cinema, beautiful stuff? I feel like he's gonna drop on his birthday.
We're still waiting for the After Hours Till Dawn documentary as well. Where's that gone?
I don't know, because
Like, what
I've been waiting
happened
for it because they
to
filmed me. They were like with the camera in my face,
that?
like a microphone over my head. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, 'cause he
But
mentioned it in the interview, was saying low, didn't he?
I hope they're gonna drop it. Or at least, like, I don't know, make a music video out of it. I don't know. Or
Of what?
maybe they're gonna drop it when the whole tour is ending. Because this whole tour is one, like he said, like earlier in the tweet.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's gonna drop that because I'm excited to see the footage. Because literally my phone was dead when I met him. So I didn't get to film, take pictures. Like the picture that I have with Abel is taken by Cash on Cash's phone. And he sent it to me on Instagram. This is such a, like, unbelievable stuff. Yeah. So,
Well,
yeah.
I think that is all the questions I can think of. So now it's time to get into your top five. And it's probably, I can't remember what it was last time you was on the show, but I can imagine it's changed a lot since then. Or maybe it's
Yeah.
not. So I'll let you take it away. Top five songs and why.
So, my all-time favorite song from Abel is Till Dawn, Here Comes the Sun. I'm not sure, like 5 years ago, I think it was Coming Down. It's still one of my favorites. But I relate a lot to Till Dawn, Here Comes the Sun. And it's crazy because, like, back then when I was, like, I don't know, 15, 16, I didn't even understand what he was saying, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, English is not my first language, so. And now that I'm, like, 23 almost, I definitely find myself in the same situation. Then we have, actually, I don't think this is a particular order because I could never,
That's fine.
but definitely, Till Dawn, Here Comes the Sun is my favorite, like, top tier. Coming Down, The Town,
God bless him, Kiss
The
landed.
Morning. The Morning is so important for me right now. Like, ever since I heard it on tour, has been like, this song means a lot to me. So we have,
Four.
wait, we have Till Dawn, Coming Down, The Town, The Morning, one more. I'm gonna say Moth to a Flame right now because it
That
was the
song
last
hits.
song Abel performed before I met him, and I
That.
was like, maybe 5 meters away from him while he was performing it and like watching him like this. It was absolutely crazy. So, oh, this is my top five right now.
I mean, that is definitely a banger of a song. It's,
Yeah, Moth to a
I
Flame.
always have that
Like,
song
don't
on.
pay attention to the lyrics, just the song itself and the
Yeah.
production. Absolutely crazy. Like, I love euphoric music, like, especially Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah, we definitely need another collaboration between them two, definitely.
Yes, it definitely. It's the, like, Sacrifice, the remix from
Yeah.
Swedish House Mafia. Banger.
Even
Banger.
How Do I Make You Love Me? That's got
Oh, yeah.
Steve Angello on it, hasn't it?
Yeah, actual bangers, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah,
What are your top
honestly.
five? Wait, 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 wait.
Oh.
Ada, what are your top five? This is not
Oh.
about me, it's also about you.
Oh.
Let's see.
Let's see. In no particular order, I'm gonna have to say Moth to a Flame. I'm gonna have to agree with you on that. I'm going to have to say As You Are.
You caught me on that. That's my favorite song from Beauty Behind the Madness.
Heartbreak anthem. I will also have to say Montreal. Take My Breath. The extended one. The extended version of Take My Breath. Just. And then I'd have to say.
I agree.
it's just so good. And I don't get why people are hating on it. But. And then for the last song, I'll say.
Hard one.
I'll say. Missed You.
Ooh, okay. Underrated one.
Very underrated. And also very short. It needs to be longer.
I feel like Missed You is such a simple song.
Yeah.
But holds so much weight to it.
It's simple but effective.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, honestly, it's been so great to have you on the show again after 5 years. It's been absolutely mental. And I'm so happy that we can come back and we're bringing it back and you're a part of it again. So thank you so much.
I'm glad
so
to be
much.
Part of it.
Is there anything you want to say to the people listening, the people watching?
Yeah, stream Dancing in the Flames, guys. We need to get to number one on Billboard. Especially American fans, guys. Stream. And also, just really excited to be here. And just really excited to really live another era of The Weeknd. Potentially his last era, which is actually really sad, but also really exciting. And yeah, I love you guys. Thank you all for following, supporting. And yeah.
Thank you. Well, that's it for this week's episode of EXO Takeover. And join us next week where we'll have another special guest and be continuing to talk all things EXO.
Bye.
Bye.